Doug Ward stood on the ship's deck and gazed across the calm waves of an evening sea. The cool ocean breeze brushed past his face and clung to it like little particles of mist, but he didn't seem to notice. The scotch in his hand was his fifth of the night, or the sixth or seventh. He couldn't remember. Most nights he drank until he passed out, and tonight would be no exception. He'd drink himself into oblivion if it meant never hearing another one of his classmates sing the karaoke version of MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This. 20 years had passed since anyone called him Dougie, but tonight he'd heard it shouted from every corner of the stuffy room that contained him. All he wanted was to get away from it, so he left the crowd at the costume party behind to sing their hearts out while he pondered the long list of life's regrets in solitude. Rounding out the top five was his decision to take the high school reunion cruise in the first place. But there was little he could do about that now. 2 more days, he thought, and this trip will be all over. Doug's memories of high school had faded through the years, until he hadn't remembered much of anything. It all seemed like the blur of someone else's life, as if the experiences he recalled weren't really his anymore. He had flashes of memories here and there, but only one solid enough to stand the test of time, and that was the one he'd tried his hardest to forget. But no amount of alcohol would ever drown it out. Not completely. Oftentimes, Doug thought about what he'd change if he could go back in time and do it all over again. He envisioned himself at the fork in the road, and often thought about what it would have been like had he chosen to go in the other direction. Maybe he wouldn't have gone through life with all the nightmares that plagued him, or the secrets that gnawed at his insides like a thief in the darkness, trying to find his way out of a dense black fog surrounding him on all sides. "There you are," a voice said behind him. Doug rotated his body around and faced Trista, his wife. She looked exquisite in her black satin vampire gown that hugged every curve of her petite frame. Her cocoa-colored hair fell in loose curls around her shoulders, and her lips were stained the perfect shade of red. It didn't matter how many years had come and gone since they'd married. She still remained the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen. "I'm sorry, honey. I just needed a moment alone," he said. "Everyone is looking for you," she said. "They want to know what happened to the life of the party." He rattled the ice cubes in his glass around and shook his head. "You know I haven't been worthy of that title for a very long time." She shrugged. "You can't help how people remember you, Mr. Prom King, and I thought you should know your queen is getting lonely in there without you." Doug managed to crack a smile. He hated to disappoint her. "I need a few more minutes, okay? And then I'll come in." Trista wrapped her arms around him, stared into his eyes, and whispered, "I'll be waiting." And then she brushed her lips across his and turned and went back inside. Doug winced when she touched him, not because her affections were unwanted, but because he knew how much he'd let her down over the years. He hadn't lived up to the man he should have been, not as a husband, a father, any of it. And yet she stayed while he wasted away. He knew he didn't deserve her, and that made him feel even worse. So many times Doug tried to pick himself up again, for his wife and their kids. But no matter how many 12-step programs he went to, it always ended the same way, with one eyeball staring down the bottom of a bottle until he'd finished every last drop.